you know, I always love some Murderer Rick. He's just always pretty much fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets that crazed look in his eye, like, what you got going on in there? What you thinking about? Enlighten me, honey. You're listening to the Two Dead Chicks podcast. I'm Melissa.
I'm Kia.
And today we are here to talk about season 4, episode 3, Isolation. But before we get into all of that, just a reminder, you can find us on all the socials. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. We are Two Dead Chicks. You can find us online at twodeadchicks.com. And if you'd like to send us some questions, comments, concerns, send those to twodeadchicks@gmail.com. And you can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Helps us to connect with more fans like yourselves of the show. Just love talking to you guys. It's really fun. Make sure to keep the conversation going with us on Twitter. Hashtag TDCpod. And let us know what you're thinking about The Walking Dead and the off season. And hope you're enjoying these super fun season 4 recaps. So, and again, we have no feedback for this episode. So,
which makes sense.
Like, exactly. Since it's season 4. But we will still accept that if you guys want. You know, you can send it in if you're doing a rewatch over the summer. We're here for you.
Yeah. Don't send it in now, though. Like, don't send in.
Yeah. Like, look at our schedule. Which yeah. is posted on our Twitter page and on Facebook, I believe, too. And send it for the future episodes.
Yes.
1 through 6 are done. don't send 1 through 6. Anything after 6. So, yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
What is this episode called?
Isolation.
Okay. All right. So, Glenn and Maggie and a bunch of other people are digging graves for people inside. People are still dying. As Herschel looks on while Dr. S has to pull out his knife and take care of the recently deceased. Meanwhile, Tyrese has brought Rick, Daryl, and Carol to the scene of the crime, and he is enraged. He runs up on Rick and tells him to find whoever did this and bring them to him. He's like, you were a cop, right? Figure this out. Daryl looks like he's ready to jump in at any point because he sees Tyrese.
He is about this life.
Yeah.
He's like, let me at him.
He just sees Tyrese is looking a little crazed. And to there's a point where Daryl tries to calm Tyrese down, but then Tyrese slams Daryl up against the wall. And Daryl's like, no, I got this. It's like, all right,
do you?
Yeah.
That was my immediate thought. Not sure.
Rick tries to reason with Tyrese, saying that they've all lost people. And it's like, I mean, I didn't see this great love between Tyrese and Karen, but this is a totally different situation.
Right.
Like, someone murdered them.
Yeah. Yeah. Different situation.
Man,
and Tyrese was...
Yeah. And it's like, I think Tyrese would have been okay if Rick would have gotten the gravity of that. Like, Someone in their group murdered two of their own.
Yep.
And Rick's just like, we'll get it, probably.
It'll probably happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He like, slammed him. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah.
And then Rick, let go of me!
Well, I think he got that punch in his jaw because... Rick was like, Karen wouldn't want you to do this.
Do you know Karen?
Right? Does anybody really know Karen?
Does anybody?
But still. But still, I think Karen would rather just be alive.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Tyrese, yeah, he goes off. He gets socked. He socks Rick in the jaw. Actually, he punches Rick twice. Mm-hmm. And Daryl holds Tyrese back. And when Rick gets up, he has this like glint in his eye. And he returns the gesture. punches Tyrese, then he kicks him, and then gets on top of Tyrese and starts pummeling him.
Yes, he does.
And when Daryl is like, okay, man.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little excessive.
Yeah.
Rick.
And that's when he's screaming, like,
like, I love yeah.
He pushes Daryl away. Like, no, I'm really just trying to kill this dude.
So then it's like, oh, so you did it. Like, I mean, you're just out here murdering people. Like, murderer Rick.
Yeah. Carol looks like she can't believe any of this is happening. She's like, oh my God, what is happening here? Uh-huh. And when Rick, like, when his rage veil finally lifts from his eyes, you can see he's kind of taken aback at what he did too. Like, he was mm-hmm. like, ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't like the extreme violence, but something about the way, something about Rick's attitude when he got up, he was like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I was like,
You know, I always love murderer Rick. He's just always pretty much fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets that crazed look in his eye, like, what you got going on in there? What you thinking about? Enlighten me, honey.
Yeah. So after the credits, Herschel is cleaning up Rick's sprained hand and he tries to crack a joke. Like, oh, I wouldn't advise any typing for the next few days. Like, he's really
so
trying to.
Cute.
Yeah. He's really trying to get Rick to laugh, but Rick nope. is just like in his feelings right now. And Herschel's like, you know, I get it. We went through something really terrible and everything that we fought so hard to keep out got in. And Rick disagrees. He's like, it was here the whole time. And he's clearly like talking about his rage monster. Herschel kind of likens this to falling off the wagon, and he's like, you'll get back on. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get it together. Basically. Well, yeah. Whatever.
Can't argue.
Yeah. So outside, Tyrese is working off some of his anger by digging graves, and he is doing it furiously.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks crazy. And then when you see his eye, you're like,
yeah. When Bob comes out and tries to get him to stop, get checked out, and Tyrese is like, not until they're in the ground. And I was watching this with my mom, who does not watch The Walking Dead, but she was like, you better let him work that steam off. Like, it's true. Like, he looks mad. Leave him alone.
Yes.
But yeah, when you see his eye and it's swollen shut, and you're just like, ooh, it looks bad. And Bob's like, all right. And he picks up the shovel and he starts helping him with the digging. In the courtyard, Glenn is trying to get some reassurances from Herschel that anyone who was exposed but isn't showing symptoms is no longer at risk. Herschel's like, it doesn't work like that. You just got to wait, figure it out. But Glenn is like grasping for anything. He's like, but we could be okay, right? And Herschel's like, yeah, sure. Anything's possible. Just then Sasha comes out coughing. She looks terrible.
Aww.
Like, and she says she's going to see Dr. S. And she goes to the quarantined cell block A. And everyone there is either hacking up a lung or dead already. They're definitely all infected, including Dr. S. And it's like, it's not even that everyone is sick or dead already, but it's like, it's dark in there. Mm-hmm. No light.
It's like, so all y'all is already dead, basically, is what we're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During a council meeting, they're trying to figure out next steps about just everything, basically. And Glenn starts like zoning out. He's sweating a little bit. It doesn't look too good.
It's not like not good
like,
at all.
What's wrong with you, man? Carol suggests that Rick looks into the Karen David murders, but she also wants to know how they're going to stop the spread of the disease. And Herschel's like, this is literally not how disease works. You get it. You have to go through it. And then we'll see you on the other side. Like CeeLo. No. It's a Bruno Mars song with CeeLo in it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And then he suggests that they could run to a veterinary college to get some antibiotics. And Daryl's like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And Michonne is not on the council, but she's been kind of hanging around listening to this. And she offers to go, too. And Herschel's like, you haven't been exposed. And Daryl has. You know, you may not want to. You might want to stay back. And then she jokes. She's like, he's already given me fleas. And I was like, was this a joke?
I'm pretty sure it was the truth. But it's still funny. It's funny. I know. It's true.
I was like, either way, I was like, she says like it's a joke, but I'm like, ooh, is it?
Probably true.
And he has no shame about it. Like, I feel like I would be like, shut up, Michonne. He's just like, whatever.
He's like, they're my fleas. They're fleas of an Adonis. Insert grunt here.
Herschel's like, okay, cool. This will be a cool thing. I'm going to come along too.
What? No.
Yeah. And Daryl's like, he says it very gently. He's like, well, you know, when we always go out here, it always ends up we have to run.
Right. And then, you know, when we're talking about vulnerable people here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Glenn has to push that because Herschel doesn't even see himself as that.
Nope.
But yeah, after Daryl tells him he can't go, he sounds all sad. He's like, well, I'll draw a map then. And then he's like, yeah, but we should definitely further separate the most vulnerable, like the very young. And then Glenn's like, what about the old? He just stares at him.
Glenn. Love you, Glenn.
God. Oh man.
He's so cute.
It was very cute, like son-in-law.
Like, it really was.
What about you, Dad?
Between the fleas and that, I'm just like, I can't with y'all right now. This is great.
Outside, while drawing some water, Rick and Carol are together. And Carol asks Rick if Carl is pissed about going into quarantine. And Rick's like, yeah, he is, but better to be safe. And Carol looks at Tyrese and repeats that it's always better to be safe. And then she tells Rick he should go talk to him. And Rick's like, yeah, we should both go. And Carol's like, I'll meet you over there after I get the water to the people. So then Rick goes to meet Tyrese at the graves and he apologizes for everything. And Tyrese was like, it's on both of us. But he's not really letting up on trying to light a fire under Rick's ass to find out who did it. And Rick's like, well, you know, Karen and David were the only ones that were sick. Whoever did it may have been trying to stop the disease from spreading. And Tyrese is like, guess what? Didn't work. Also, do you not even care that two people were just murdered?
Murdered. Yeah. Keyword. Murdered.
It's like, Rick's like, yeah, I care, but we also have a health crisis. I'm trying to help keep people alive. Whoever did it's not going anywhere. And Tyrese is like, this is ridiculous. Which, I mean, I see his point.
I don't blame him.
Because even if they were trying to keep it from spreading, if that's Rick's reasoning, who's to say that they won't kill these other people?
Exactly.
And Tyrese was like, okay, cool. You worry about the sick people. I'll worry about what's right. I'm like, can't argue.
Nope.
Back inside, Rick has gone to meet Carl and to watch him pack up his cell. And he's trying to comfort him like, you know, it'll be fine. I need you in there to basically watch over these people that are the very vulnerable. And Carl is basically like, okay, whatever. You know, I may have to shoot someone though if something happens, right? Just as long as we're clear.
Yep. Being super adult still.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
In Glenn and Maggie's cell, Glenn is like coughing in the dark in the corner, muttering that it's going to be okay. And Maggie comes in. He's like, stay back because I've got it. Dun, dun, dun.
Dramatic.
Yeah, no, we figured. when you were sweating. Outside, Michonne is helping Daryl prep the car, and he's telling her, you know, he's glad she's there instead of running off. She's like, I wasn't running off. And he's like, okay, girl. And she just changes the subject, and she's like, is it going to be just us two like the old days? And I was like, what? What old days?
We were not privy to those, Kia. House works.
Daryl's like, nah, Bob's coming, but I still think we need one more. And then we cut to Tyrese, who is standing outside cell block A. He's standing guard, basically. And Daryl finds him. He's like, you should come along. And Tyrese is like, I'm not going anywhere. Some murderer is out here killing six people. And Daryl's like, well, standing guard is not going to do anything. Getting this medicine is what's really going to help. And he leaves Tyrese with those thoughts. And then we go to the administrative wing where Herschel is. He's ensnared by his own idea. Like, oh, Herschel.
Poor Herschel.
And so he decides he can't take it anymore. And he tries to sneak out. And Carl's like, Herschel, what are you doing? And he's like, my dad told me to keep watch. And Herschel's like, okay, little boy, I'm still gonna leave. He's like, well, I can't let you go alone. Herschel's like, let me. Carl's like, yeah, that's what I said.
if you have to go, I have to go with you. Okay, yeah. He's being such a little, like, who is this 25-year-old little man in his little bitty baby body?
Yeah. I mean, that's technically not what Rick told him to do, but whatever.
What?
He's just like, I'm gonna tag along.
And it's good because, like, you got to keep an eye on Herschel. We need him.
I mean, I guess that's also just not what Rick. Because what if somebody dies?
Well, that's true.
While he's gone, I just think he was like, well,
this is true.
Herschel leaves, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna stay back with these kids.
I'm with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carol is ushering anyone into cell block A who has a light scratch in their throat. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's going on.
This one lady's like, I've got allergies. And she's like, nope, in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah. Which that would really suck. What if you really did have allergies?
What if you did? Well, you don't anymore. You've also got the flu. Doesn't matter.
So Lizzie ends up peeking around the corner because she doesn't feel well either. And she's like, well, you got to go in there, Lizzie. And after, Lizzie asks Carol to come in and tuck her in, she's like, you know, my friend Glenn, he's the best tucker there is. And she gets Lizzie in there, closes the door, and then she goes off to cry. And then, again, this is like these alleged emotional connections. I'm just not here for this. Also, Glenn is sick, too. Like, are you going to commit him to tucking this girl in?
Like, he's trying to take care of himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you weren't weak, Lizzie. You better go to bed. In the quarantine wing, Maggie is talking to Beth through a door. Beth has self-quarantined herself to take care of Judith, which I feel like is the right way to go.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh no, I volunteer.
Yep. Yep.
Maggie admits that Glenn has the flu, and she starts to get a little weepy before Beth tells her in a no-nonsense tone that she doesn't get to stop because they all have jobs to do.
Yep.
And that's what Herschel taught them. She's like, Daryl and Michonne are getting meds. You and Rick and Carol are taking care of everyone, and I'm taking care of Judith. So those are our jobs. We got to do them. And this gets Maggie to square up a little bit, like, okay.
Big girl panties on.
Back in the woods, Carl is keeping watch over Herschel as Herschel's like picking stuff off of bushes. And Herschel is like looking at Carl and like approves the break that Carl's taken with the gun. He's mm-hmm. like, You seem to have a maturity about you now. And it was good that you took a break. And then Carl's like, yeah, whatever. Can't last forever, though. And then Carl spies a walker in the distance and he's about to shoot it. And Herschel's like, no, you don't do it. You don't need to. And even though Carl was like, oh, whatever, that time away with the gun didn't help. It really did, because that was, he shows this like sign of maturity because he listens to Herschel. Like,
that's right.
Okay. Tyrese, back at the prison, Tyrese is talking to Sasha through the viewing room and she looks so bad. Like,
yeah, she does.
Sweating. Oh,
just so sick.
Yeah. And he tries to give her a little hope, telling her about Daryl's trip. And she's like, so we could have medicine by tomorrow? And that seems to perk her up a little bit. And this makes up Tyrese's mind about going with Daryl's group. So he goes to get his gear, and he sees Carol attempting to get some water from the little barrels. And he literally just stands right behind her without saying a word until she turns around and gets startled. And I was like, why? Who does that? Who wants to talk to somebody and just stands behind him without saying anything? And so Tyrese asks her to keep an eye on Sasha because he knows how she is. She cares. And she agrees. And when he's out of sight, she breaks down and like tosses her bucket of water and pushes the barrel over because she thinks it's empty. But it's not. So she scrambles to save the water and she starts crying a little more. What did you think when you first saw this?
I rolled my eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't start guessing about anything?
Yeah, definitely. But that's why I'm like rolling my eyes. Like, you're sitting here like, why are you having a freak out? Like, you did this. Clearly. Like, you clearly got some guilt up in you, but why are you? Clearly, you were committed. You were committed to this decision.
Yeah.
Right?
I think when I first saw this, I was just like, what's happening? Like, why is she so mad? I don't know if I got it until the very end when I first saw it. I was like,
Yeah, no, I got it, but it just, I'm like, that's just what just annoys me. Like, why are you all upset now? Like, you did this. Own it. Damn it. You don't get to back out now. Yeah. They're already dead.
Yeah. Maggie finds Herschel outside and she's pissed because he's out of quarantine and she shuts down. I mean, he shuts down like the whole argument. He's like, I'm of no use quarantined. I have knowledge that I can use to help people. Then he's like, we've spent so much of our time helpless. I can help now. Then he says, when everything you do risks your life, going outside, drinking water, breathing, I might as well risk it to help others. And then he explains that the berries he was picking are a natural flu remedy and he's going to go in there and help.
Elderberries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's legit.
Yeah. Why can't he just tell people to pick elderberry? I get what he's saying. I do get what he's saying, but it's like,
send somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
I mean, I can't really, like I said, it's fine. But I also feel like I would have been like, so how do you make elderberry tea? Tell me.
Yes.
And then get your ass back in quarantine.
That's right. I got this. Can't be that hard.
Yeah. So then Maggie and Beth have another conversation through the door and they're comforting each other this time because Herschel has made the decision to go in there with all those infected people. And Beth repeats that they all have jobs to do and they don't get to get upset, but she's clearly a little upset about this development. And then the next scene we see Rick like CSIing the crime scene. He's putting some pieces together. It's like homicide life on the street. Was, like, what?
For some reason, it made me laugh. Like, am I supposed to be laughing about this?
Why'd you laugh?
I don't know. It just seems so
absurd.
Really?
It's not like he has like DNA kits or anything lying around. Like, oh, yep, got to run the system, you know. Oh, nope, it's definitely this person.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God.
I don't know, because I never I don't know the difference between like different levels of like law enforcement, but I didn't think Rick was a detective.
Definitely not. Because the instincts weren't real good. If you'll remember back to season one, episode one, where he got shot. So definitely wasn't thinking about that. And clearly the instincts are still a little rocky. I mean, like the stuff he's doing, you know, like crouching down, looking like he's really doing something. Like, baby, you ain't doing nothing. What are you doing? Like, but I still love him.
All right, Rick. Well, okay.
We'll let you have it. Whatever makes you feel good.
So outside the gates, Carol is cleaning out the mud stuck in her hose, the hose that they use to draw the water alone, even though earlier Rick was like, let's do it tomorrow. So, of course, she gets cornered, and Rick happens to see her outside the gates, and so he has to run outside to cover her to bring her back inside. And he's pissed as she went out there when he specifically was like, let's do it tomorrow. And then she comes back with, we may not have tomorrow. Everybody's sick. I was like, again, okay, why couldn't you just go get Rick?
Yeah, be like, yo, this needs to be done today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, agreed.
For sure. And so we go back to the run, and Daryl turns on the radio, and they hear a very faint voice saying, find sanctuary, and determined to stay alive. And they're like, what the heck? What is this?
Yeah.
And they are all super focused on this and trying to find a clearer signal, and they...
Daryl is definitely not watching the road.
No.
By the way. Distracted driving, people. Yeah. It's real.
So Daryl almost runs into like some scattered walkers, and he manages to miss them all, but then soon they're surrounded by a huge group of them. And Daryl puts the car in reverse until he can't go anymore, and then they all make a run for the woods, through the trees, like through the gaps in the walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Tyrese. He just sits in the car.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Bob is screaming for him to come on. He is just sitting there. And finally, he gets out. But instead of running, he lets the walker swarm him. And he attacks them all while telling the others to leave.
He goes like Murderer Rick on them.
Yeah.
True.
But are you talking about something that happens in season 6?
What?
Murderer Rick?
No.
Is that what you were thinking of? Oh, okay, because that's what I was
thinking. No, I'm thinking about, like, back in, like, the prison and stuff. Okay. Like when they first were clearing it and everything. Mm-hmm. When he, like, after Lori dies.
Yeah.
He was going straight up Murderer Rick style. Like,
but see, like, when Rick did that stuff in season 6 and after Lori died, it's because he couldn't do anything else.
Right.
This, I'm like... What are you doing?
With him, it's like, I don't know, like suicide mission almost. Yeah. Like, but not.
Right.
Like, I just want to get close enough to the brink of death. Like, just to taste it. And then I'm going to, I'm going to kill all the walkers.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Because it'd be one thing if Karen was the only person he had. But he went on this to help his sister. So what are you doing?
Yeah. Do you think, like, it's like... He eventually he remembers that, like, he's like, okay, I'm done. Oh shit, Sasha, my sister's still alive. I have to get back to Sasha.
Ugh.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So they see him just getting swarmed, and they're like, well, all right, bye. And they start escaping through the woods, and Daryl hears something behind them. And they turn around ready to attack, and it's two walkers, but then it's Tyrese behind the walkers. And he's so exhausted that they have to help him continue to run. And I'm like, what was the point?
Good question.
Yeah. From what I've seen of Tyrese, I mean, what he's saying about finding the people or person that murdered Karen and David totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. But these three episodes that we've seen him so far, it's just kind of like, I don't know if I like you.
Yeah.
Like, you're just kind of, I can't relate to you.
Well, yeah. And he's super moody.
Yeah. Back in cell block A, Herschel is tending to Dr. Esk. Herschel has a mask over his face until Dr. S hacks up some blood all over the uncovered parts of Herschel's face. And then Herschel's like, well, no need for this now, I guess.
This handkerchief. Let me just take this off and wipe my face off.
Yes. We get this blood out of my eye. And then he goes to tend to Glenn, who is understandably fatalistic about this whole thing. Oh. He's just like, what's the point? What? We're all about to die. And Herschel wants him to stop speaking and thinking the worst. But Glenn's like, well, I can only promise to stop speaking it because I definitely still believe we're all going to die. And Herschel's like, you can do more than that. Everybody has a job. And Glenn, your job is to believe. And then Glenn's like, okay. He just nods like, all right, I guess I can do that.
To his logic, though, that would be me, though. Like, you know, you get so far and then all of a sudden you get taken out by a glorified cold. That's exactly, that would be me.
Yeah. So back in the courtyard, Rick approaches Carol and he's like, what you did out there was stupid. But then he tells her, I notice that you do a lot for everybody here, especially the kids. And then she's just kind of silent, like, okay. And then he asks her if there's anything she wouldn't do for them. He's like, no. She says, nope. And she tries to leave, but then he calls her again, like, Carol, did you kill Karen and David?
Like she was at the principal's office.
I know. And then she's like, yes. And then she leaves.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, that's nuts.
It is nuts.
Like, she murdered and burned them.
Yep.
And then
there had to have been a better solution.
Yeah.
There just had to be a better solution than that.
And then, again, like, I can't... We've been building up subtly to this since the beginning of the season. Because she's doing all this stuff behind people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, acting singularly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, I never thought you'd take it to murder, but I guess
she did. Yeah, she was really playing God with this one.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, oh, it's so frustrating because, like, I mean, obviously, like, I get, like, the desire to protect people from the spread of the disease, but there's other ways, girl. What are you doing? Yeah. You'll just kill people.
Yeah, and it's almost like... when you were talking about pregnancy before modern medicine,
mm-hmm.
it'd be one thing if you didn't know shit. Like, yes. You know, like, if you were back in whatever, 1400s, 1500s, and you thought, you know, diseases were caused by ghosts and you had to burn people, right. You know, like, okay, you're ignorant.
Exactly.
You're not, Carol, you're not ignorant. You know this is not how this stuff works.
And, I mean, who's to say that if you do put them in quarantine, maybe it'll all, you know, maybe you get the drugs and it turns out okay. You don't know.
Yeah.
But you gotta...
And not, I mean, we've seen a bunch of people die from this, but not everybody that gets it dies.
No.
And, again, you had the benefit of modern medicine and the internet and just
yes
education, and you're telling me you're like, it's definitely the best way is to kill people and burn their bodies.
Yeah, no,
it's definitely the best way to stop disease from spreading.
Nope, definitely not.
yeah
I'm with you there. I just she's doing some really crazy shit.
Like, that's so troubling, just to be like, oh yeah, one of the leaders just murdered people.
Yep. I mean, honestly, yeah, you were talking about how you realize that you started disliking Carol like way back when, like at this point, you know, mm-hmm. like this is pretty far back. I had forgotten too. I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That rewatch will really do it for you. All right. Death Toll. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm kind of split on this because I don't get the flu. I've never gotten the flu. Never had a flu shot. Never got the flu. So I'm not sure. But if I would have gotten this, I definitely would have died. I have thought about, like, if I'm blessed to live into old age, like, I'm probably going to die from some kind of respiratory thing. I just feel like I just, when I do get colds and stuff, it always settles in my lungs. Oh. And so I'm just like, that's probably just how I'm going to go out. So if I were to get it, yeah. Oh. But it's also iffy if I get it because I never get the flu. So
yeah. See, I'm like, so like the last time it was like a half a death. So I'm going to go with like a three quarters now.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely like, I'm super symptomatic. My eyes are like bleeding or whatever. And yeah, it's definitely, death is imminent. I just know that's how I am. I catch every freaking thing that goes around. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Bad news bears for me. We have any superlatives?
I guess I'm going to give it to Herschel.
Is that MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I like that. I love the counsel he gives. I love that he understands stuff is in like dire straits, but he still tries to keep people's spirits up.
Yeah.
Because that's half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that.
I do too. And I mean, I love that he's just like kind of stepped up and he's like, you know, look, basically, I mean, people are what we're here for. So I'm going to try to help. I'm going to do what I can and get out here and pick elderberries and make some syrup or tea or whatever. And boom, you're done.
some scissor.
No. And I do have to have a least likely to succeed. And that's going to go to Daryl's driving. Because, wow.
He didn't hit anybody.
No, but then, you know, you kind of stuck and, you know, get surrounded by walkers.
That's true.
Just because it's the apocalypse doesn't mean you don't have to look where you're driving, people. What is with these guys?
I don't know. Didn't he make fun of Lori for doing that, too?
Right?
I'm pretty sure he made
pretty fun of her. Sure he did, and pretty sure he needs to shut the hell up because your driving is not any better, sir. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else?
No. It's just very interesting. It's an interesting twist, like so early in the season, dude.
I know.
Like, dang,
man, I long for these days. All right. Stay tuned for season 4, episode 4. Bye.